This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل فقد أمرنا الله سبحانه بذلك في كتابه الكريم فقال تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا ثم أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away in the time of the Tabi'een, Abu Idris al-Khawlani in Dimashq went to Masjid al-Kabir. And there in the masjid, he saw a group of people sitting around one man. He described the man as being as smiling very much. And people were sitting around him asking questions. And so Abu Idris al-Khawlani rahimahullah ta'ala asked, "Who is this man?" And they said, "This is Mu'adh ibn Jabal, the companion of the Prophet radiyallahu ta'ala anhu." And so Abu Idris al-Khawlani, the next day he came early before Salat al-Fajr, and he thought that he was the first person in the masjid, but there he found Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu praying in the masjid. And so he came to him and sat behind him, and after he had completed his prayer, Abu Idris rahimahullah told him that, "O Mu'adh, I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu pulled him closer and he asked him, "Allahu lillah, by Allah, do you love me only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" And Abu Idris smiled. Abu Idris said yes. And so Mu'adh radiyallahu ta'ala anhu smiled and brought him closer and he said, "Let me give you the good news. For verily I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, 'Wajabat mahabbati lilmutahabbina fiyya.' My love is wajib upon those who love for my sake." Dear brothers and sisters, throughout history, people have claimed that they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that Allah loves them. The Christians claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls them waladdallin, addallin, the misguided. And the Jews claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ, those who Allah is angry with. And so Muslims also claim that they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us is the real question. And that's the topic for today. Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly love us? In Sahih al-Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves someone, He calls Jibreel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, "Ya Jibreel, inni uhibbu fulan." He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, "O Jibreel, I love such and such a person." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala names that person, "So love him." And then Jibreel alayhi salam loves that person. And then Jibreel calls out to all the angels of the heavens and he says, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so and so, so love him." And all the angels of the heavens will love that person. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place the pleasure in the hearts of the people towards that person. In another narration of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna al-'abd layaltamisu mardatillah, fala yazalu kadhalika hatta yaqulu subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Jibril, inna 'abdi fulan yaltamisu an yardini, ala wa inna rahmati ghalabat 'alayhi." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another narration of this hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the slave will continue to try to win the pleasure of Allah, will try to win Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Jibreel, "O Jibreel, verily my slave so and so is trying to please me. Verily my love has overcome him." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us stories of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved. In the Quran and in the Sunnah, we find many stories of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved. And amongst the greatest people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved was Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. And Allah took Ibrahim as a khalil, a sincere and close friend. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this in Salah, one of the companions heard this and he said, قُرَّةُ عَيْنٍ أُمَّ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. May the coolness of her eye be the mother of Ibrahim, for who would not love that their son be taken as the khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved was Ayyub alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَخُذْ بِيَدِكَ ضِغْثًا فَاضْرِبْ بِهِ وَلَا تَحْنَهُ إِنَّا وَجَدْنَاهُ صَابِرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says of Ayyub alayhi salam, إِنَّا وَجَدْنَاهُ صَابِرًا. We found him to be patient. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نِعْمَ الْعَبْدِ. What a beautiful slave he is. Ayyub alayhi salam. And from these people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that a man went out once to visit his brother for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as on his path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel. And the angel asked him, where are you going? He said that I'm going to visit my brother for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angel said to him, do you have any other reason to go to his house? And he said, no, I am going for no other reason than for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the angel said, verily I give you the good news that I am an angel from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He loves you. And from these people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved was Khadija alayha salam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahih al-Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with the Jibreel and they were reciting the Quran together when Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha came. Jibreel alayhi salam turned to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, this is Khadija bringing you some food. Give her my salam. This is Jibreel alayhi salam. He says, give my salam to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And then he says, alayhi salam, وَبَشِّرْهَا بِبَيْتٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ مِنْ قَصَبٍ. And give her the glad tidings of a home in paradise, مِنْ قَصَبٍ لَا تَعَبَ فِيهَا وَلَا نَصَبٍ. What happens when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost will mention us by name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention that person, Fulan ibn Fulan. And he will call to Jibreel and mention that person saying that I love so and so. And not only will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love that person, but Jibreel alayhi salam will also love that person. And not only will Jibreel alayhi salam, but all the angels of the heavens and the earth will love that person. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put the pleasure of the people, put pleasure in the hearts of the people towards that person. And if that person was to ask anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would grant what he asked for. And if he seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from anything, Allah will protect him. And no doubt, a person whose case is such, his end is Jannah. Dear brothers and sisters, we also have to be afraid of those people, of the people that try to win the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the same side of this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person will continue to anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continue to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hate that person. And Allah will call to Jibreel and he will say, O Jibreel, my slave so and so is continuing to try to anger me, verily my anger has overcome him. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد, I was listening to a tape once. A man was talking, or the sheikh was talking about stories and a hadith dealing with children. And one of the hadith he mentioned was a situation that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with Al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was playing with Al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and then he raised him up for people to see, and then he said, "Ahabballahu man ahabba Al-Husayn." Allah will love those who love Al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And so it got me thinking, what other ways do we find in the Quran and the Sunnah of how to win Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love? And from this, Ibn al-Qayyim wrote an article about ways to win Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. And I'll mention those things that he said. Firstly, that we should take advantage of the third portion of the night. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that every night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down to the sama' al-dunya, and he calls out to the people, هَلْ مِنْ دَاعٍ فَأَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُ هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرُ لَهُ. Is there anyone who will make dua so that I will accept their dua? Is there anyone who will ask for forgiveness so that I shall forgive them? So we should take advantage of this in praying Qiyam al-Layl. We should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often. Whenever we're in the commuting to work or standing in a line somewhere, it's always our chance to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ, and remember me and I shall remember you. And who does not want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remember them? We should read the Qur'an with understanding. Read what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to us for our life and for our death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. Will they not contemplate the Qur'an? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a book we sent down, Mubarak. Why? So that they will contemplate its verses. We should sit and be with those people that truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and spend time with them. In Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the dog of Ahl Al-Kahf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَيَقُولُونَ ثَلَاثَةٌ رَابِعُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ خَمْسَةٌ سَادِسُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ رَجْمًا بِالْغَيْبِ وَيَقُولُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse mentions the dog so many times. And the scholars have said, look at the position of a dog in life. And he has no position to remember. But this dog, out of all the dogs, was mentioned in the Qur'an so many times. Why? Because of the companions that he had, the companions that he was with. And so if a dog is going to be mentioned in the Qur'an so many times, you can imagine when someone spends his time with the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, how much his level will be raised just because of that companionship that he chose to take. And as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, that good companion is like the person who sells musk. That if he does not give you from that musk, just by sitting around that person, you will benefit from the beautiful smell. We should love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. Whoever loves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah loves to meet that person. And no doubt, if someone is going to love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will do good for that meeting. They will prepare for that meeting so that they will love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they will feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy with them. And no doubt, the person who does not follow his life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will not love to meet that person. We should push away all the things that stand between us and Allah and His Messenger. And so when we go to our houses and we do, and the different disobediences that we do to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's standing between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. And we have to critically look at that thing that we're doing, and we have to take it and extract it out of our lives. We should put the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of us and always put the wishes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before our wishes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will love you, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and will forgive your sins. We should make patience a part of our character. As they say that the person that continues to do something, he will be known by that action. And if someone is patient through his dealings with the people, in his home, at his work, then he becomes sabir. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says of those who are patient, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. And Allah loves those who are patient. We should learn Allah's asma and sifat. We should learn the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His characteristics subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when we read in the Quran, Ar-Rahman, the Merciful, we hope for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. And when we hear As-Sami' al-Basir, that He is all-hearing and all-seeing, that when we go to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we think that we are in private, we will know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see us. And when we read in the Quran that Allah is shadeed al-iqab, that Allah is severe in punishment, when we're going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will remember this of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is severe in His punishment, and we will abstain from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should continue in doing our nawafil. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أُحِبُّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this hadith Qudsi that the slave will continue to come close to me in nawafil, in voluntary deeds, until I love him. And in the sharh of this hadith, the scholars have said that the nawafil here is voluntary acts of all kinds, voluntary acts of our tongue, voluntary acts of our body, and voluntary acts of all kinds. A poet once said, أَتَعْصِ الْإِلَهَ وَأَنْتَ تُظْهِرُ حُبَّهُ. A poet once said, how can you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? هَذَا لَعَمْرِي فِي الْقِيَاسِ بَدِيعُ. This is very strange and very unique in a way of understanding. إِنْ كَانَ حُبُّكَ صَادِقًا لَأَطَعْتَهُ. If your love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was true, you would have obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ. Verily, the person who loves someone else will follow that person. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم, وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام, ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. واذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم, واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم, ولذكر الله أكبر, والله يعلم ما تصنعون.